Thanks for joining me on episode 455 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hey, I'm Nick Pavlidis from the Confessions of a Terrible Husband podcast. I challenge you to not be a terrible husband or wife or friend like me by being intentional about stewarding your relationships. One way to be inspired to be a better husband is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
We're taking educated risk is looking for those places that leverage you and expose you to a little bit of risk, but often will give you a bigger upside if you actually win it, and the downside isn't as large. That's a lot of times what makes it a risk instead of a gamble. It's the downside.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about impacting the world through stewarding your treasures, I talk with you about why how you view risk matters, the difference between taking a risk and gambling, and why risk tolerance matters if you're going to make an impact on your finances.
As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
Oftentimes when people are thinking about risk and money, they're thinking about the risk of losing money when they do things. And that definitely is a kind of risk. You know, you can invest, you can do things that are risky around the way you make money. But you also can be risky in another way. You can have a risk by not doing things with your money that allow the money to grow in a way that outpaces inflation. You know, money is not worth as much today as it was 10 years ago, and that should be true in the future as well. But there's other ways to think about risk with money as well. See, at the end of the day, whenever we do things with money, we have to balance how we do those things against our priorities and our values. Oftentimes, you end up spending money on things that aren't really the most important things to you, but you don't even realize it because you're not thinking about it. Oftentimes, we'll end up spending money in risky ways because we want to accomplish something now or in a faster way than we really should. We're not able to take the patience and the gradual growth. We're not able to defer gratification into the future, and instead, we rush things. We want to have the life that our parents had whenever we're 20 years old that they actually had when they were 40 and had built up to it over time. There's all sorts of ways that risk and our view of risk affects our behavior with money because we're wired in different ways too. We all have different views of what's an acceptable risk or not. We all have different considerations around whether or not we want to risk things. And that causes us to invest in different ways, to spend in different ways, to behave in different ways with money. And your view on this really matters. Because, you know, there is a difference between taking a risk and making a gamble. At the end of the day, gambling has a degree of uncertainty to it that taking a risk doesn't. Oh, sure, taking a risk isn't a guarantee that things will work. That's the whole reason it's called a risk. But there's a difference in the spirit behind gambling and risk-taking. Gambling usually has to do with taking a very large risk for a very large gain with a very large downside if it doesn't happen. We're taking educated risk is looking for those places that leverage you and expose you to a little bit of risk, but often will give you a bigger upside if you actually win it, and the downside isn't as large. That's a lot of times what makes it a risk instead of a gamble. It's the downside. And see, your view of this sort of thing, your ability to think about the pros and the cons, your ability to look at a scenario and not just project, hey, this is what happens if everything works right, but to actually be able to think about what happens if things don't work right, has an impact on your money. See, the truth is, all too often, what happens with money is we think about it when everything is going good. We look at it as, you know, if everything works the way I want it to, then everything works out beautifully. And we don't take into consideration what would happen if it doesn't work. We don't take into consideration what's the likelihood of it happening. What's the likelihood of it not working? As the truth is, sometimes what we end up doing is we end up taking a very risky behavior for something that isn't really delivering us something that's inherently in alignment with our priorities and our values. You know, it's one thing if you're taking a risk to provide for your family, to provide for your kids. It's something else if you're taking a risk just so that you can end up financing that steak dinner over 30 years. Most of us would agree that the steak dinner is really just about taking gratification today for something that we should be able to defer and just take over time instead. And yet that happens to us all too often. We end up spending and behaving in ways, and it's death by a thousand cuts. We don't get into debt overnight. We get into debt not because of one big, huge spending, but because of tiny little behaviors. And a lot of times those behaviors come back to misidentifying risks, to really thinking about things in terms of the upside and never looking at the downside, to really not being able to recognize that tomorrow you, future you, is not Superman. Future you cannot clean up the messes that present you is making. It's present you that actually has to live the right way and view risks correctly to build the future that you want and impact the world. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. And we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.